Hi, Gratitude Seeker. Have you ever felt that it's hard for you to relax? That even though all of the things that needed to be done were done, your brain was anxious and looking for other things that needed to be done? I call this chore anxiety or the addiction to doing things. This robs us of being grateful, so let's see what we can do about it. But first, let's take a deep breath in and a deep breath out. Much better, isn't it? So, I don't know if you've ever experienced this, but at times I find myself doing this exact same thing. I am doing a lot of things, and even though it's late and I'm getting tired, I still have a tendency to look for things that need to be done, or my brain is like, okay, what else do I need to do now? And I feel that I'm addicted to doing things, and I'm sure that I'm not the only one. And it's important to take care of the chores that you need to take care of and do the tasks that need to be done. I've actually made the habit of not procrastinating as much as possible. So whenever I have an idea or something, I act upon it as soon as possible. But one thing about being productive is that we need to relax. We need to disconnect from that part of us that is focused on the doing of things and get back to other parts of ourselves that are important for us as well. So if you've ever been in this situation, or if you're going through this situation right now, I invite you to relax and to give yourself a little bit of time. And when I say this, I don't mean time to stay on your phone, to go on Facebook or on Instagram, or something that has to do with technology. Find a way that works for you to just disconnect. We are connected all the time with technology, and at times this might not be very helpful for us. If you're like me, very task-oriented, give yourself a task to do this. Block it in your calendar and just do something to disconnect from the world, from the usual things, the usual habits, and find ways to reconnect with yourself, with your emotions, with your soul, with those parts of you that you ignore most of the time because you have to do the chores that you have to do each day or the tasks that need to be done. There is this wise man that said something like, work will never be done. You will always have more work to do, more things to do. It's a never-ending story. But if you give yourself the time to reflect, maybe to take a bath, maybe to go out for a walk in nature without listening to music or even to a podcast, like just you with yourself, or maybe with a friend that is present, that's listening to you, that you can have a really deep conversation with, a friend that isn't checking his smartphone every 5 minutes. Just take the time to break the routine, to do something else, something that's out of the ordinary, something that fulfills you. Go for a gratitude walk in which you're present, you breathe in deeply, and you look for things that you're grateful for or that you can be grateful for. Reflect on your life, on your progress. See a larger perspective, not just the few hours or days that have passed. This will lower your anxiety and give you a boost of energy, a new motivation to do the things that you need to do, and also a sense of peace and gratitude. And this is as important as any of the tasks that you have on your list. Make sure you don't forget that. Thank you so much for listening and for sharing. It's been a pleasure being with you. This has been Giorgio Benta. Don't forget to keep seeking gratitude.